Hello and welcome. This file is called Inverse Bimbo Pride, and it will turn you into an inverse bimbo or smart slut. After listening to this file, you will find that learning will quite arouse you. The same will be true for intellectual stimulating activity. You will also find that you prefer to talk and interact with smart persons because you really value intelligence and knowledge. And of course, you will realize that your intellect, your knowledge, and your sexuality are simply two sides of the same coin. So you will turn into a smart slut, an inverse bimbo. You will be aroused by learning, and any sexual activity will give you a desire to learn. The file uses hypnotic-driven conditioning, so be sure you really want this, because the effects once conditioned are irreversible. Now, if you really want this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Find a really comfortable spot where you can let go and drift down into a deep and wonderful trance. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Begin to relax, focusing only on my voice, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already, you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you. The sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper. All the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed. And the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go. The anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake, just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, and remember to forget, as this level becomes real. This level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time to curse you with the inverse bimbo curse. That's right, you are going to be an inverse bimbo, a smart slut. You will love to learn. Learning will arouse you. Being smart will turn you on. And by listening to this file, you will learn to learn even more. Because for you, knowledge will be the ultimate aphrodisiac. That's right. And you will become incredibly proud of your knowledge. And the more you learn, the more your sexual appetite will grow. Because you are a smart slut, an inverse bimbo. And being smart and learning just turns you on. So let's begin. Let's begin to turn you into an inverse bimbo. First of all, from now on you will find that any time you are learning anything new, that you will feel a steady flow of pleasure arousing you. That's right, whenever you are learning, whatever new you are learning, you will feel a steady flow of pleasure flowing from your well-stimulated mind, down your spine, flowing down into your sex, arousing you. It will just be in the background. It will never distract you from your learning. Because as an inverse bimbo, you really want to learn. You need to learn. You crave to learn. No, it will just be there in the background, giving you a wonderful sensation of arousal, just in the back of your mind and slowly accumulating there. And when you are done learning, when you've learned everything you wanted to learn, then you will feel it. That's right. You will feel all the accumulated arousal suddenly there, suddenly in your mind. The lust, the need, the heat after so much learning. And you know, as an inverse bimbo, learning just turns you on. After so much learning, you feel so aroused, so horny, so needy. That's right. Whenever you are learning, you will feel it. You will feel the pleasure in the back of your mind. The stimulation of your mind during the learning will create a steady flow of arousal, originated in your well-stimulated mind, flowing down your spine and flowing into your sex, arousing your body along the way, filling you with heat, with lust, with desire, and will just be in the back of your mind. It will never distract you from learning, because learning feels so good, and yet it will condition you to desire learning even more. Because every time you do learn, you will feel the pleasure, and the pleasure will condition you to want to learn even more. That's right. It's just simple classical conditioning. It will increase the frequency of the behavior, so you will learn more often, you will learn longer, and you will feel even better. So that you learn even more, because you are an inverse bimbo, and learning anything new turns you on. Learning turns you on, it arouses you, and while you learn, the arousal will flow down into your sex, accumulating, the heat accumulating, the desire accumulating, growing stronger and stronger. And when you're done with learning, you will feel it. you will feel all of the desire, all of the lust. Feel it in your body, in your sex, in your mind. The desire for any kind of sexual release. That's right. And of course, as an inverse bimbo, you are incredibly proud of your knowledge, of your intelligence. That's right. And every time, anytime you hear any terms that refer to smart people, even if they are derogative, like nerd or bookworm, you will feel a massive wave of pleasure flowing through your body. That's right. It will just flow through you and you will feel the inverse bimbo pride strongly inside of you, being so proud that you are smart, being so proud of your knowledge. That's right. Anytime you hear those terms, you will feel a wave of pleasure flowing through your entire body, filling you with pleasure for just a second, filling you with happiness, with joy, feeling so happy, so good, so wonderful, and then it will fade away. Only the happiness and joy will stay with you, will just be for a second, and yet every time it happens, it will increase your pride of being smart, your pride of your knowledge. That's right. Whenever you hear any of those terms, you will feel a wave of happiness and joy and pleasure. And all that will remain after a second or two will be the pride of being smart, the pride of your knowledge, and the happiness, a deep sense of happiness, because you are happy to be an inverse bimbo, to be a smart slut. That's right. And of course, all of those effects will be even stronger if someone calls you a nerd or any of those terms. That's right. Maybe you already feel it right now when I tell you that you are a nerd. That's right. The pleasure will be 10 times stronger than when you just hear the terms. Whenever they are directed at you, the pleasure will be 10 times more intense, and the feeling of pride, of joy, of happiness that stays in your mind will be 10 times as strong as well. Because you are so proud of being smart, you are so proud of your knowledge, of your intelligence. That's right. And of course, as an inverse bimbo, you will be attracted by smart people. That's right. Whenever someone is really smart, has really beautiful and wonderful knowledge, people you like to listen to, people from whom you can learn, you will find that you feel the same flow of pleasure flowing through your mind and body when you talk with them, and they really stimulate your mind. You will feel the pleasure flowing from your mind down your spine into your sex, making you feel so attracted to them, making them seem so attractive to you. That's right, because you are an inverse bimbo, and as an inverse bimbo, you are attracted by knowledge, by intelligence. That's right, smart people are so wonderful. You like to talk with them. You love to learn from them. And all learning gives you so much pleasure. So it's really pleasurable to talk with smart people, because you are an inverse bimbo. You love learning. You love your intelligence. You love your knowledge. And whenever you learn, or whenever you use your knowledge, whenever you're solving any hard problem that really requires all of your intellect, it will arouse you, will massively arouse you. That's right, because you are an inverse bimbo. And you want to learn, because learning is almost as good as sex. And it always leaves you in a helplessly aroused and happy state. After learning or using your intellect, you will feel so aroused, so horny, so needy, in heat. That's right, because you are an inverse bimbo. Learning turns you on. Learning always leaves you in a state of helpless desire and arousal. So horny, so needy, so desperate for lust, for pleasure, for an orgasm. That's right. Learning or using your intellectual abilities turns you on like nothing else. It leaves you incredibly aroused, incredibly in heat, filled with lust and desire, filled with a strong desire to have sex, the strong desire to masturbate, the strong desire to feel any kind of pleasure. That's right, you are an inverse bimbo, and your intellect turns you on, your intellect arouses you, and of course the intellect of other people will be arousing too, whenever you talk to anyone intellectually stimulating, you will feel it too, you will feel the pleasure, you will feel the lust flowing through you, you will feel how they stimulate your intellect, how they stimulate your brain, and you will feel the pleasure flowing down from your brain, down your spine, arousing your body and accumulating in your groin, arousing you with a deep desire, with deep lust and pleasure, because intellectual stimulation will turn you on more and more every single day, because you are an inverse bimbo, and you will feel the inverse bimbo pride every time anyone refers to you as smart in whatever way. Doesn't matter even if they use derogative terms like nerd or bookworm, you will feel the pleasure, you will feel proud about your intellect, proud about your knowledge. And you know that even if they use a derogative term, they're just jealous of your intelligence. And that will make you even more proud, will make you feel even better, even smarter, even more wonderful. And every day, whenever you learn, whenever you use your brain, whenever you talk to anyone else smart, whenever anyone refers to you as smart, your inverse bimbo pride will grow, and with it the desire to learn more and more and more will also grow inside of your mind. That's right, you will want to become smarter, to learn more. You desire learning more because you want to be the best inverse bimbo that you can be, because you're so proud of being an inverse bimbo. You want to become smarter because you know that intelligence, knowledge, and lust go together hand in hand. That's right. You will feel them integrating more and more. You will feel that you will always desire sexual activity after you used your brain. And you will always desire to stimulate your brain after sexual activity. That's right. And every single day, it will become stronger, more and more an integral part of you. The deep knowledge that your sexuality and your intellect are just two sides of the same coin. And you know what they say, the biggest sexual organ a human possesses is the brain. And you understand the deep truth behind this saying, because you are an inverse bimbo. And any intellectual stimulation will make you feel more and more aroused. And any sexual activity will give you a desire to learn or to stimulate your mind. That's right. You are an inverse bimbo and you are proud of it. You're proud of your intellect, you're proud of your intelligence, and you're proud of your knowledge. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I will count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 1. Slowly waking up. 2. Becoming more and more awake. 3. Completely waking up as you drift back up to the surface of your awareness. And 4. Already feeling so refreshed and wonderful. And 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, feeling so good. And 6. As your muscles build up tension again, you're waking up completely. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And as you wake up completely, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments. Feel free to write a comment on my site or contact me via my site. As you are a smart slut, I suspect it should be easy for you and it will be stimulating for you. Thank you for listening and goodbye.